I'm continuing with the exchange between Z. Charnot and T.E.W. between December 20th and December 23rd, 2005. T.W. wrote the original letter, and Z. Charnot responded interlinearly. T.W. begins, "By this, I mean operating to achieve a positive ideal or goal by using negative means to progress thinking that if one is able to pile enough positive charge on to overcome the negative charge on the other end, and then it will tilt the scales in the positive direction." Z responds, "Balance is a matter of open flow, yielding, receiving, accepting, a matter of sincerity, genuineness, integrity, diminishing, and finally eliminating the ego boundary, neither preferring the territory of creation inside our fund of being, nor the territory of creation outside the territory of our fund of being. It means being a universal functionary. It means taking refuge in the greater oneness, taking refuge in our source of being, taking refuge in our sources of inspiration and guidance, taking refuge in our spirit family. My thought is that perhaps this scale idea is insufficient, and instead it could be more like two interpenetrating spirals, one positive and one negative in polarity, with each having a charge or compression, and our current balance point being located at a point of some relationship between the two spirals. In this way, they would operate such that increasing negative charge requires or attracts a negative discharge to disbalance, while increasing the discharge to balance, while increasing the positive charge requires or attracts a positive discharge to balance. This seems to accord with the overall concept of reaping what we sow, or balance in kind. This also decouples the concept of us being able to use negative means to increase positive charge. I don't know if I'm going down the right track here at all, but this end justifies the means concept appears to me to be one of the greatest distortions or stumbling blocks of understanding we operate with, since it is one that can be justified with a number of our religions. Being able to have a good working model of the spiritual law of balance would go a long way towards helping us display skillfulness in our choices." Z responds, "How right you are about ends and means being a distortion. Zen teaches us to understand there is no destiny in a dance. There is no sound in a piece of music which constitutes the destiny of the music. It is in the play, in the process, in the journey. It is in the present point of power. It is in the melody, in the graceful motions. There is no objective destination. There is a process. We biologically have only recently discovered that the nervous system, the endocrine gland system, and the immune system are all parts of one integrated system mediated by 60 or 70 peptides with receptors on every cell of our body." And T.W. says, "In recap, the raw material gave 51% service to others and 95% service to self as measures for dimensional graduation." Z inserts here, "Here we see the possibility of a highly innovative, unique, new configuration of the fund of being requiring 95% consistency, a criteria for its virtue, which may ultimately be a pattern able to be universally distributed with extendable gains." Terry continues, "Now, I'm not trying to get too hung up on these percentage numbers for their own sake, but this concept is helping me think through service self and service to others concepts, polarity and charge balance, which is useful regardless of percentages. Perhaps since service to self operates within a field of lower frequency, then graduation measurement is a type of power index or something like this, and Planck's constant of charge per beat of frequency, unit time, would require the negative spiral to be highly compressed to achieve a required energy threshold. Positive spiral, being of a higher vibration, requires only 1% in ratio from negative spiral to achieve the same power factor. Our choices, of course, determine our energy configuration, and as you said, to evolve at any rate, we would want to work to relate more to more appropriately and more effectively, which would seem to be the positive service to others' path, because the connections due to frequency would be more effective, and because of the bias of the system towards love or unity would also be more appropriate. And Z replies, the energy parceling system of Planck's constant, the energy per beat of frequency, is only the energy parceling system for physical reality. The harmonic, higher resolution, energy parceling system of other realities lies before us, beside us, within us. TW asks, would you say that the service to self or negative polarity would also have a field of connection concept that is similar to what has been given to describe the positive service to others concept? How does isolation or the move towards separation fit into this model? Service to self can require an exploratory isolation to find out whether the pattern has some unique contribution to make to the greater oneness. That's the end.